sound fun. Do-do-do.
This is a drop playing.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. Yeah, I didn't get any of that stuff because I tried to record, but I forgot to record all the audio, so I was pretty stupid there. Manager mess up, but don't worry, guys. We're here. We're going to get you through as many of these games that happened on Sunday as we can. We still got the Saints in action right now with the Cowboys looking amazing, but we're going to fire it up. We're going to get into it. Heroes and villains this week, we kind of all pooped the bed on you. My guy didn't play, my hero. My villain's having a pretty good game right now, Michael Thomas. Josh, how'd your heroes and villains turn out?
Well, my villains were Dalvin Cook. He looked pretty good until the very end whenever Minnesota decided that they wanted to play football again. But he was getting shut out for 3.5 quarters, so I don't feel too bad. And then Lenny Fournette was my hero, so nailed it.
You did good. You did good there.
Over 200 yards rushing. Nailed it.
Eric, who are your,
no
Eric, your
cutters,
villains?
Though.
Eric, your villains we already know because they were on Thursday night game. They were good.
Yeah, they were good.
But Zach, who was your hero?
My heroes were Disley and Andy Dalton hasn't played yet. So still hope okay. There. Disley was okay. He wasn't.
Disley was good. No, he was good.
He was good.
Disley, it was great.
He seems to really be building a rapport with Russell Wilson. So
he does.
And Chris Carson looked. Woo. He was barreling over people. I guess they gave him like a Walter Payton pep talk beforehand. Like, hey, Walter Payton fumbled a lot too. You'll be great. Don't worry about it.
We'll have a theory what happened with Carson.
It worked.
I have Carson in the league. I traded Josh Gordon for Rashad Penny. And as soon as I did, Carson secures the role.
The karma gods are fickle.
They are. All right, boys. If there's nothing else, we'll try to give you guys some waiver pickups as we go on with the show. But we're just going to jump kind of straight into this. We're going to start with Thursday Night Football, which was a good game, especially fantasy-wise.
It was.
Unless you had the Packers defense.
Ugh. Yep, right here. One of my leagues.
Don't worry. Sad panda. I did in one league, too. So we had, there's 34-27, Eagles beating the Packers. Josh, what are your takeaways from this game?
Well, Philly was able to run the ball really well against Green Bay. Jordan Howard looked great. Even Miles Sanders looked really good, so that was the biggest surprise for me. And then the Packers are still struggling to run the ball, especially after Jamal Williams got murdered. It's not looking good, but it's been four straight games in a row for the Eagles where they've actually held runners in check. So this Eagles rush defense is the real deal.
Okay, with you saying that, Jordan Howard, you add him on waivers this week?
If he's out there.
You kind of a must add. Eric, you want to say something?
If you have him on your bench right now, sell high. Like I did. I'm trying to move him because I bet he doesn't repeat that performance again all season.
Well, no, he won't repeat that performance again.
Exactly. But like somebody saying, might be like, oh, he really showed me something there. I can, and yeah, I want him. So go get something for him. And redraft your
okay.
Dynasty.
Redraft or Dynasty, Eric says.
Go get for him.
Sell. All right. And then the Packers side of the ball, Josh, you kind of said they can't run the ball. Devontae Adams looks fine, but he has the turf toe he's dealing with. So monitor that this week. I don't think he's going to miss time with it, but they didn't have him out there in the end of the game when they needed him.
Sure.
Jimmy Graham. Eric, if Jimmy Graham's out there in waivers, are you going out to add him?
Yeah, that's two solid performances in 4 weeks. I think you need to at least stash him, keep him away from somebody else. So, and if you're hurting a tight end, you know, one of your guys got hurt, throw him in there.
So you said two solid performances. His other two performances, though, Eric,
oh, they're
me,
terrible.
You, and Josh have scored the same amount of fantasy points as he did in those
right.
games. Those are zeros.
Yeah. I'm an animal.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
boom or bust guy. I mean, he's either going to perform or he's going to be terrible for you. So, but.
Jamal Williams did leave the hospital, so when he got knocked out, he is out of the hospital. I don't know if he's going to play next week. He's probably going to be under some serious concussion protocol. But, yeah.
Eric
kind of talked about who to pick up there.
Aaron Rodgers is running again, boys. 5 for 46.
He's running wild. And then Philadelphia side of the ball, I don't think there's really anything that surprised me there. Dallas Goedert caught a touchdown pass, but he's going to be very touchdown-dependent tight end. I'd rather have Jimmy Graham than Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, this was a good combination of them getting a good field position and just running the ball very effectively, because Carson Wentz didn't wow you with what he did. He still had a little over 50% completion percentage. He wasn't amazing, but he made the throws that mattered, and it was an entertaining game to watch, but I'm still not blown away by any of these pass catchers other than Zach Ertz.
Okay, and let's move on to Patriots Bills, baby. A little slobber knocker of a game here. 16-10. If you started Tom Brady, you're really kicking yourself right in the pants, probably. There's really let's be honest. The Patriots defense, everybody started, probably. James White, everybody started. You're probably okay with that. And then maybe if you started Frank Gore, you got 10 points out of him, and you're probably happy with that. Other than that, there's nothing really that we expected. I mean, it was a low-scoring game, not a lot of fantasy points. Josh Allen did get knocked out of this game, so we'll see if he plays next week. If you're a Josh Allen owner, you need to find a replacement for next week.
Yeah.
So, Erica, any takeaways from this game other than that? Dawson Knox, what do you guys think about him? Rookie tight end for Buffalo. He had 8.8 fantasy points. Second week in a row, he's had over 7 fantasy points. It's tight ends. It's streaming tight ends is what I'm getting at.
I mean, if you're going to put up any kind of points against that defense, which we all thought was, you know, a world beater, they were going to shut down everybody on Buffalo this week. You got to at least consider him, because it seems like Allen's looking for him. So,
and do you think Cole Beasley was just Matt Barkley checking down all day, the 7 for 75?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yes, from Eric.
I think
and
that was
Josh.
I think it was some
oh,
of
go
it.
Ahead. Okay, and Josh, Julian Edelman. Was this the chest injury from being limited on snaps? Are you worried if you were a Julian Edelman owner? Only 4 catches, 30 yards?
No, I'm more concerned about Brady than anything. It's just this was a poor performance by New England in general. I'm not really pointing any fingers here. We saw the natural takeaway from Burkhead losing those touches and then James White gaining them back. Eric, you look very upset about that. But even when you have Brandon Bolden coming in there and rushing for a touchdown, it just tells you that Bill Belichick clearly has a fantasy team and he loves messing with people because he decides which Patriots players to play every week. Clearly. That's my main takeaway.
Okay.
He clearly didn't start Brady this week, so we know that.
So Brady threw the ball almost 40 times and didn't get double-digit fantasy points.
He looked like Kyler Murray from last week.
Wow.
Yucky.
I said it.
And yet, Eric, anything else you want to take away from this game?
No, just if you have Michelle or White or Burkhead, beware. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, I'd say White is probably the safest guy in PPR formats. Otherwise, all bets are off. You have no idea what you're going to get week to week.
I agree. All right, let's take this on. Titans, Falcons.
I do want to say real quick, though, okay, that TJ Yeldon caught 4 for 68. If Devin Singletary is going to be out another week, it's a possible streaming option.
Okay.
That's good advice.
Good call. So let's go Titans, Falcons. There is only one quarterback in the NFL that has started every game and has not thrown an interception yet. That is Marcus Mariota, boys.
Shut the front door. That's not possible.
He is the only one.
Is that a real
fact? All right. It is a real fact.
No.
Because Brady threw one today, too. So.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Marcus Mariota, 227 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not too shabby for old Mariota's. I think this Atlanta defense is battered up and banged up. It's happened to what happened last year. You play wide receivers against Atlanta. That secondary is atrocious right now.
They have no pass rush, it seems like, either.
Corey Davis balled out. A.J. Brown balled out. Eric, if you had to pick one of these guys to pick up off on waivers, because they're both probably there, who are you picking up?
If I have to pick one?
You got to pick one.
Probably.
Or you can do Humphreys if you want. He had a bad game, but you can.
I would take Brown out of the two of them because at least he has some more upside. I can't stand Corey Davis. He's supposed to be this great receiver. He was a first round pick and he has done nothing in his career so far to show me otherwise. So at least Brown's got some upside. Play him. Get him
What has Brown done for you, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What can Brown do for you?
There's that.
Josh, which one would you pick up?
Man.
Josh is like, I don't want either of them. And I agree with you, Josh. I don't want either of them either.
I'd go with Davis.
Corey Davis. Josh is going more with the known. We know what Corey Davis is. We know he's rolling this offense. Eric, you're going with more of the rookie, the unknown with this offense. The upside. He could be great. Derrick Henry had 100 yards rushing.
Okay.
Is this what we expect from Derrick Henry? I wish he would have gotten the end zone. I think everybody does. But other than that.
If he touches the ball enough, he's good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was mediocre all game and then just wound up with 100 yards. Like it didn't feel like it, but whatever.
Matt Ryan threw the ball for almost 400 yards. No touchdowns, but no interceptions.
Hey, yo.
He did have a fumble in there. What do you guys think about this Atlanta offense? Is it going to get on track? Is Austin Hooper the only thing you want? Devontae Freeman looks like doo-doo. Ito Smith had a touchdown, but two carries? Like, you're not starting Ito Smith.
I don't know what to make of this offense. Devontae Freeman's first good game all season. And it wasn't even that good. He had, 18 points, I think, in PPR formats.
It's because he had 8 catches for 72 yards.
Right.
Boom.
Congratulations. Welcome back to the league, Devontae. And then Ito gets the touchdown. Yeah, I think Hooper is the only guy you want in this offense. And that sounds
Julio Jones?
Crazy. I mean, if you have Julio, you're going to start him. That's a given. I mean, we don't really have to talk about that. But Hooper is the only other thing you want from this offense, it seems like. Calvin Ridley hasn't done much. Devonta Freeman doesn't do much, and neither does Ito Smith. So, and Matt Ryan is, like you just said, how many yards and no touchdowns?
397.
Yeah, great. Cool. No tuggers. Tutters. Tugs. Whatever you want to call them.
You need them.
Got to have
those tugs.
And then Josh, Mohamed Sanu, is this a flash in the pan?
That's all it is, Brad. That's a great question, but that's it.
Not gonna pick him up off waivers?
I have no intention, sir.
You're not dropping Calvin Ridley for Mohamed Sanu?
Drop Calvin Ridley's younger brother who's still in college. Oh, no, he graduated. Never mind.
No, he's in the league.
Yeah, I still wouldn't drop
him. Because we can throw that out to Matt for, you know, throwing a little bitch fit in our dynasty league. Because he had to start him this week.
He had to start the younger Ridley?
Yeah, he did. I sent him Corey Davis this morning, and he said no.
Should have taken him.
All right, Hang on one second.
We got some time. We're running ahead of schedule.
If you're in a fantasy football league and you don't check your crap every day, get out of the league. I sent a trade 4 days ago, and it got rejected 1 minute before the game started. Thanks. Now I can't make a counteroffer. Now I have to play Eric Ebron or friggin' TJ Hockenson. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Which would have worked out for you.
That's just
stupid. They did work out for me. However,
I'm just saying,
I could have gotten a better tight end. What I'm saying is, if you're going to be in a league and you don't want to trade or ever make a transaction, play best ball and get out of Dynasty or whatever else it is, okay? Because you're worthless.
Mm.
And that was rants by Eric. Rants by Eric.
Man.
Sponsored by Preparation H Hemorrhoid Cream. Because you're pushing a little too hard, boys. All right. Moving on. Browns, Ravens. So Nick Chubb, he's good.
We didn't wow.
I mean, we will say that I traded him in Dynasty with Chris Godwin, who both had career games, and I just helped a guy win a league. But it's fine. I'm playing for the future, boys.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I was like, no, both of them? No.
If DK would have caught like 2 touchdowns, I would have been like, okay, it's just meant to be. But Nick Chubb, 20 rushes, 165 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, the people that think Kareem Hunt's taking his job are a little crazy.
He had a good game even without the 88-yard run. Like, he would have been fine even without that. So
yeah, with that just made him amazing. All right. I don't care about the Ty Hilliard stuff. That was at the end of the game. That's where he got that touchdown. Not worried about that at all. Baker still didn't look great. He got it done. Jarvis Landry made a couple plays for him. Ricky Seals-Jones.
Ugh.
Do you guys want to go pick up Ricky Seals-Jones?
No.
Ricky Seals-Jones or Dawson Knox, Eric?
Knox.
Buffalo rookie. Okay, Knox.
Yeah, I'll take Knox as well.
Okay.
This was the first game where he'd really been involved, and a lot of that was because even though Odell Beckham was getting
choked out,
he was getting targeted. Choked out.
Nope. Choked out. He was getting choked out.
He got choked out. He would have completed a sweet pass had Damian Ratley not dropped the ball. My thing is like, so Jarvis Landry, right? 8 for 167. Are you guys real high on Jarvis Landry? Do you think this is the time to do it? Because I personally do.
Still high on Jarvis Landry?
I agree with you.
Sell. Sell Jarvis Landry can, but buyer beware. Odell's still the number one target there. Yeah, he was getting blanket covered by the corners. They were up in his face. He threw a punch. He was fighting for it, boys. Yeah, he was fighting for it.
And he messed with the wrong dude. Marlon Humphrey choked him out.
Yeah. Nobody got ejected, which was pretty surprising.
Finally, someone is smart in the NFL. And they're like, I'm not going to go for your helmet. That'll hurt my hand. I'm going to choke you.
I'm going to grab you up under the helmet where they can't really see that I'm grabbing you by the throat because my hand's in your helmet. Yeah.
Genius.
Smart. Good for Marlon Humphrey might be my new favorite player, even though he's from Alabama.
Okay. Then on the Baltimore side of the ball, we got Lamar Jackson. He threw for 3 touchdown passes, one of them in straight up garbage time. Straight garbage time, but it still counts. 2 interceptions. One of them got hit in. The other one, he was trying to force the ball deep to Mark Andrews. Had Mark Andrews somehow came down with it, it would have been an awesome play, but it wasn't. I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson. His rushing totals will keep him fantasy relevant. Even before that garbage touchdown, he had 16 points in fantasy. So, you guys okay with Lamar Jackson still being a starter?
Yeah, garbage time matters for his fantasy. Yeah. Get them points where you can get them.
But, Eric, I am going to throw this to you. Mark Ingram, how worried are you? He's not being used in the passing game.
I started him over Gurley in one of my leagues, and
I know you did. So tell us how you feel.
I thought, and I said it on the show, the last show, I thought they were committed to the running game. So even if he wasn't going to get that work in the passing game, he was still going to see enough volume to make a difference. I mean, he had 3 touchdowns and over 100 yards last week, and they were down most of that game behind when they should have been throwing, and they stuck with the run. So I thought that would still carry over, and then they just changed their philosophy week to week, I guess. So, I'm worried. I'm a little worried. I think if you have to look at the matchup very hard, see if he's going to get scripted out by them being down, and if he is, sit him. If you think they're going to be up and have a lead and he's going to get the ball a ton, play him. But yeah, you have to. It's going to be totally matchup based from here on out. He's not a set it and forget it guy.
In standard, I'm fine with Mark Henry. In PPR, he's very touchdown dependent.
You want to start the strongest man in the world, Mark Henry?
Oh, sorry, Mark Ingram. There you go, Mark Henry. I'll start him too. He'll carry the whole offense and defensive line. Okay, Mark Ingram. In standard, he's a fine start because you don't have to worry about the PPR. It doesn't really negatively affect him. But in standard, you need
who
him
still
to get
plays
a,
standard though.
There's people. It's why it's called standard. Because if PPR was a standard, it would be called standard.
It should be standard. PPR should be standard.
All right. And then is Hollywood Brown still the wide receiver to own in Baltimore, Josh?
No, I kind of saw this regression coming. To be honest with you, I don't like any of the receivers there, but I think Hollywood Brown is the more explosive guy out of the ones that they have. You can say Willie Snead, but no, I guess if you want to keep a Baltimore receiver on your payroll, then it would still be Marquise Brown, but you don't feel confident starting him. You don't feel confident really starting any of these guys.
Marquise Brown still got 7 targets. So of the wide receivers, he still had the most targets. Mark Andrews had the most at 8.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mark Andrews is probably still a starter tight end just because of the volume of work he's getting there. Is it Miles Boykin?
Yeah, Miles Boykin.
Yeah. He's the other rookie, right?
Yep. Somebody's going to get their wig split. Yeah. Somebody going to get their wig split. It's World's Strongest Man, dude. Google it. Yeah.
I got it. All right. Any other takeaways? This Ravens defense, are you guys nervous? Would you be dropping them?
No, man. This is an outlier, man. Relax.
Outlier, man. All right. Speaking of outlier games, let's go over to the fastest team on turf that didn't look that fast. We got the Kansas City Chiefs. We got the Detroit Lions. The Chiefs won 34-30, but man, that game was in question. Patrick Mahomes, 315 yards, no touchdowns. I'm pretty sure we're not worried about Patrick Mahomes at all. Not even going to talk about that. LeSean McCoy still got a touchdown, got 57 yards, two catches. So his game, he had a good game for you if you started him. More than probably what you expected. Darrell Williams, though, as long as Damian Williams out, is he a must start? Josh?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Eric, do you agree?
He's the one getting the touchdowns.
Eric, do you agree, disagree? He was the one on the goal line in the end of the game, punching it in.
Yeah, and I don't understand it because McCoy, but he broke off some nasty flashback runs like Shady McCoy, but I thought for sure he would be the guy.
But he is still a little banged up at the end of the game. He might be tired and sore, so maybe that's why we're not seeing him at the end of the game.
Yeah, and that may be true. Travis, God, I hope you have some better options than Darrell Williams, but if you're hurting at the flex position, throw him in there.
Look, I just want to say this Kansas City offense is ridiculous. They turned the ball over 3 times in the third quarter and still won the game. Yep. It's incredible.
Miko Harman probably got you negative fantasy points unless you're in PPR.
I mean, it's just incredible. Like in Sammy Watkins, he hurt me too because he had a fumble as well. And he dropped a pass in the end zone. But none of these guys outside of Travis Kelce really did you any favors in fantasy today.
So, Josh, are you almost done with Sammy Watkins? Reports are that Tyreek Hill is going to be getting testing done this week to see where he's at, and he could possibly play in week five or week six. Are now
questions. Oh, if anything, I'm more in on Sammy Watkins. He had that great game whenever Tyreek Hill was there.
Okay. So
why don't you go try and buy a low?
Okay.
So you think once the coverage shifts back to Tyreek, he'll break loose?
100%.
And Eric, would you rather start Darrell Williams or Devonta Freeman? Rest of the season. Well, as long as Damian Williams is out, sorry.
My heart says Darrell Williams, but my head says Devonta Freeman. So I say Devonta Freeman because he's going to get the volume. He's going to get the volume. Ito might vulture his touchdowns. Ridiculous.
Josh, do you agree?
Yeah, 100%, man. You got to start Devonta Freeman, dude. Keep him.
Okay. And then the other wide receivers for Kansas City. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw any touchdowns. That really affects all the wide receivers there. Yeah. I don't see that happening again.
No, this Lions team came ready to play, guys.
They did. Go ahead and talk to me about carry on there, Josh.
Oh, my boy. Beautiful game. 125 yards. He's just the man. Two catches for 32 yards. He did have a very costly fumble at the goal line. The Kansas City ran all the way back, 100 yards, but carry on, man. Great game from my boy. Oh, I love him so much. Wish he would have got a touchdown, though. That would have helped a lot.
Would have helped a lot. So, Eric, we've been talking a lot about good old Hockenson here, right? We said we forgave him week one for telling him he was terrible. This game, he starts balling out of control, and then he goes to do a little hurdle action, and he dies. Like, he laid there limp. He might be out for a while. I don't know.
He's what do you feel about Hockenson? Protocol, so.
You think he plays next week?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think he'll be in concussion protocol, and I don't think he'll get through it. So.
And then Kenny Golladay came through for Josh and kept him out of the pie. So. It was right there, 0.8 point different, and he drug that toe just to push Josh over the edge.
Who was your pick?
Sterling Shepard.
Mm.
Who still had like 18.8 points.
He had a good week, yeah. He looked great with Daniel Jones. But.
This was probably our best pie week, by the way. Real quick, I want to talk about that. Because you took Cooper Kupp, who looked terrible till the second half, but then he came on. Josh took Kenny Golladay, and then I took Sterling Shepard. All of them beat their projections and had good weeks. So I think this is the best pie week we've had, boys. Let's keep this trainer rolling next week.
See Cup, baby.
But Kenny Golladay, 2 touchdowns. Marvin Jones didn't look great. He got 77 yards. But PPR-wise, he's just not getting the volume that Galladay's getting.
This was the carry-on show, baby.
And he actually did something with the work, finally. They've been giving him the work, and he's actually put That's forth fair. Some product. All right, let's yep. move on from a great offensive game to a doo-doo of an offensive game, unless your name Christian McCaffrey.
Oh,
we got the so Carolina good. Panthers at the Houston Texans.
This is bad. This is just bad.
So, Christian McCaffrey's great. He almost had 100 and 100. So, whatever. He's good. Don't need to talk about that. I don't know what's – is this Houston's defense that good? Carolina offense that bad? Little mixture of both. Jadeveon Clowney caught a touchdown pass.
Clowney plays for Seattle.
That's, but he did catch a touchdown pass.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's new J.J. Watt.
I don't – I mean, this is just – I don't know. I think Carolina was really bad. They just didn't perform the way they should have. I mean – it was an underwhelming game, and you could tell that their plan outside of Christian McCaffrey was not very well developed. It's not good.
Well, okay, I think they're trying to keep everything easy for is it Luke Falk?
No, Kyle Allen.
Is that his name? Kyle Allen. Sorry, all these
too many rookies, too many backup quarterbacks this week.
Right. Yeah. So Kyle Allen, they're trying to keep him. In advantageous positions, so they're not giving him a ton of like tough reads or you know RPOs. Like they're trying to keep his decision making process probably as little as possible. Like if your first read's not there, dump it. So and that's what he's doing. Although, hey, you could have hit Greg Olsen a few more times, but yeah, I don't think this offense is going to hum as long as he's in there.
All right, Josh, I want to talk to you about Houston's offense. I want to talk to you. What's wrong with Deshaun Watson? Is it the time? Is it him just dying back there and he's just seeing the lights and freaking out during the headlights? He had a rushing touchdown.
There's something that you really don't want to ever see in your quarterback, and that's when they're starting to get skittish back there. And I think he's seeing ghosts right now, boys. I think that's really what the problem is that he hasn't been protected his whole career, and now he's finally getting to the point where he's just tired of getting hit, and he's getting real jumpy with the ball. This wasn't a great offensive performance by him. I mean, they ran the ball just fine. They had over 100 yards rushing just between Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. But Deshaun Watson, I mean, only 160 yards. That's not what you expect to see. And this Panthers defense isn't overwhelming either.
Yeah, and then Nuke Hopkins came through with you, and he threw an interception. What the hell? Hey, I got a really good quarterback and a really good wide receiver. Why don't we have the wide receiver try throwing to somebody across the field? God, that's the dumbest play call I've ever seen in my life. But Nuke really didn't do anything until the very end of the game. At the very end of the game when the Panthers were playing prevent and just trying to not let them get beat deep, they threw a couple of short ones to Nuke, and that was really about it. I'm starting to get a little worried about Nuke, boys. What do you guys think? He's week one, great game. Other than that, 9, 12 and 7 points in PPR. But they have Atlanta next week. Is that the get right game?
Yeah, that'll be a get right game for Nuke. But yeah, I think if you're a fantasy owner and you took him
in the first round
with your first pick at number 7 or 8, yeah, you're worried because we're already 4 weeks in. You've only got what? Let's see, usually 8-5 is a playoff worthy team.
That's the record every year.
Right. So you've got 9 more games to play. It's starting. I'd be sweating a little bit as a Nuke owner. Thankfully, I just traded him.
Yeah, if your first three picks were Nuke, Tyreek Hill, Damian Williams, you're probably stressing a little bit.
Yeah, Brad, are you? You sweating?
I mean, I'll be 3-1 after this week, so I'm okay.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. Any other takeaways? I think this Houston offense will get right. I think they will start to disguise some of this stuff. The plus is they have a decent run game.
So Kenny Stills left the game.
Oh. Sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
I think they will.
Sorry, that offensive line is still terrible. I texted you guys during the game because Deshaun was running for his life, making some great plays. And he's just – if he had time, imagine what he could be. That's what I said in the text message. But he never has it.
Yeah, he could be Gardner Minshew if he had time.
Yeah.
Oh.
but he's not. So he just doesn't have the time, and they don't have the line to give him the time. So yeah, I would be worried.
All right, Josh, and then you were talking about Kenny Stills.
Yeah, Kenny Stills left the game with an injury. We've had a bunch of people who have left games with the injury today. Josh Allen also left with an injury. It wasn't like quarterback to leave with an injury. There was another one that we'll get to in just a moment, but a lot of tough games this week, guys.
Yep. And then we'll move on to Raiders Colts. Raiders won. They were dominating most of the game. Colts kind of came back there at the end. Derek Carr was pretty serviceable, pretty good. Josh Jacobs he caught two passes. I don't know if that's what Gruden means by getting more involved in the passing game, but he caught two.
Yeah.
Gruden said what he meant.
Tough week for Josh Jacobs owners.
Is Darren Waller going to catch a touchdown pass this year? They threw a touchdown to a tight end again, not named Darren Waller.
Yes, he will.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's the Julio of tight ends, and he gets like maybe two all year.
And I do want to say so Keelan Doss caught his first catch in the NFL. Hard knocks. Hey,
congratulations.
Hey, I just want to say.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Hunter Renfro, 2 for 18. Nobody cares. Tyrell Williams got a touchdown, which was good. Saved his day if you started him.
Mm-hmm.
But those are probably the numbers you're going to see from him, 3 for 36 and a touchdown. Other than that, Indianapolis without T.Y., Jacoby did okay, but then again, this is the Raiders' defense.
Well, you got to remember, he also didn't have T.Y.
That's what I said. Did I say
Jack
T.Y.?
No, you didn't say T.Y., but he almost got – Jack Doyle almost got murdered by Vontaze Burfict, so that was also not good. Eric Ebron dropped everything that was thrown to him the first three quarters. It was not – His guys weren't doing anything to help him. Just in the first half, he had 5 drop passes. The whole Indianapolis offense.
And then Marlon Mack.
They weren't doing anything to help him.
Marlon Mack also left with an injury in this game too. This Colts team's getting beat up and battered up. If you're Marlon Mack owner,
kind of makes you wonder why.
What's up?
It kind of makes you wonder why Andy Luck retired, huh?
Yeah. Not really. Yeah, I mean, he'd been getting destroyed for every year he played. So Jacoby Brissett, you guys still okay with him rest of the season?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was trying to find him up in FSA.
So, I mean, still a streaming option, right? He's more of a streamer than a set it, forget it guy.
Yeah, but he's only rostered in 31.2% of ESPN leagues. Why? Because you can't stash him as a backup?
A lot of people don't play in a lot of leagues. They have Kansas City next week, so I expect a lot of throwing from Jacoby Brissett. I expect some decent numbers.
I think he should be rostered on more teams than that. I'm going to try and get him.
Yeah, I don't know what league that
Mitchell
is.
Mitchell Trubisky is trash.
He is. Straight trash. Yeah, he's trash and hurt. Any other takeaways from this, guys? Colts, Eric Ebron, still a tight end you want to have?
No. No, he's still got a touchdown catch, so... I mean, yeah, you're still going to keep him. You're going to play him, but it is tough sledding with him. How do we feel about Marlon Mack?
If he's healthy, I want to play him, but the problem is I don't think he's going to be healthy again this year because he was already dealing with what was an ankle, and then he came out with – I can't remember what the other injury was, but he came out with something else and didn't finish the game. Nyheim Hines is a possible guy to go out there and get. Especially next week being Kansas City, being a pass-heavy game, Nyheim Hines probably going to get a lot of work next week. So Nyheim Hines is probably out there in a lot of leagues. I would pick him up. I would possibly start him next week. Mm-hmm. All right. Chargers finally won a game at Miami. Haven't won one since 1981, boys. 1981.
Woo! Congratulations.
Kellen Winslow played in that game. And not the, I'm a soldier.
Senior.
Not I'm a soldier, Kellen Winslow. The real Kellen Winslow, the one that went to a Super Bowl.
Didn't Kellen Winslow like a rapist or something?
I don't know, probably. He also screamed he was a soldier.
No, I don't know.
All right, well, we have the Chargers 30. We have the Dolphins 10. It was a close game at the half, and then it wasn't a close game after the halftime. Phillip Rivers, he's really good. Austin Eckler's really great. Melvin Gordon did suit up for this game, was on the sidelines. The camera crew made sure to look at him and his pads as much as they could.
Good-looking dude.
But he never came on the field. And Anthony Lynn said he'll have a limited role next week. If you're an Austin Eckler owner, are you still starting him next week? Eric Shaken said yes. Josh is saying yes. And if you're a Melvin Gordon owner, are you starting him next week?
No.
That's situational depending on your record.
It's Denver. And let me just say, I know this was Miami, and it's not a game you can really take a lot from with their defense, but Tre'Davious Pope, the fourth string running back that they signed from the practice squad from the Chargers to play in this game, had 20 yards on the ground, only on 10 rushes. So he wasn't really good, but he also caught a touchdown pass. So Melvin Gordon's numbers would be better than that. So if he gets, if Melvin Gordon gets 10 carries and four targets, probably going to be pretty good for you. Eric, yeah, Melvin Gordon, Devonta Freeman. Against Melvin Gordon's playing Denver next week.
Who's Devontae playing?
He is playing the Texans.
Probably Devonta Freeman.
The Texans.
Devonta Freeman, because I know he's going to get I know the workload he's going to get.
Josh, you agree?
But you hate him.
Josh, I do hate him.
Josh, do you agree?
Yeah, I'll
but I don't Devonta. Like Melvin Gordon either because he hasn't played in a game yet, and I don't know what kind of shape he's in. And he's got a terrible injury history. I love Eckler, and I think San Diego does too. And I think they're like, you know what? We don't need to move on. We don't need to rush Melvin Gordon back. Let's just ease him in.
Yeah, I'm sure whenever they move back to San Diego, they'll do that.
Okay.
Did I say San Diego?
I want to talk about the Miami side of the ball. I want to talk about Kalen Ballage. He is not coming along as a pass catcher. Josh Rosen hit him right in the numbers. Worst spot to hit him in stride, right in the numbers.
Basket.
And he just said, I'm going to let it hit my pads and come right off. I'm not even going to put my – he tried catching with his forearms. He tried catching the ball like it was a handoff.
Yeah.
And Kenyon Drake's good, Kenyon Drake's getting used all over the field. But Miami has a bye next week, so maybe they'll fix all their problems in a bye, right?
It's not good whenever they're letting Mark Walton, who has committed several crimes, get more touches than Kalen Ballage. It's not good, boys. So
why you always got to dredge up the past, Josh?
Do you guys want to? Would
this happened this summer? This is not.
That's true.
That's still in the past.
The Bengals cut him for the issues that he did.
The Bengals, who let Vontaze Burfict run around and murder people on the field for years.
Hold on, Vontaze Burfict, who got ejected for an illegal hit in this game.
Is it the second or third quarter?
I don't remember. He way illegal. Got ejected for it.
Yeah.
Dolphins, do you guys want to add any Dolphins receivers?
No.
Parker got next a touchdown question. Catch. Okay. They're on a bye next week anyway, so don't worry about running out to getting the Dolphins. All right. Then let's move on to the last early game. We had the Redskins. We had the Giants. We had Dwayne Haskins. And guess what, boys? He ain't much better than Case Keenum. Should just let Case Keenum come out there and just suck it up.
Yep.
Yeah, should have let Case sling it around there.
Because Haskins threw three interceptions, completed 9 of his 17 for 107 yards. Yuck.
Yeah, maybe.
His first touchdown was to the other team.
It was.
Maybe they should have taken better care of Trent Williams so he would still be blocking for the blind side.
That's true. That would have helped. Well, McLaurin didn't play, so he didn't have their best weapon was gone.
Their only weapon. What are you talking about?
They paid Paul Richardson $40 million. Are we not?
They had the ball on the goal line, and they threw an interception. So, yeah, Washington's bad. Washington's bad. Let's talk about the Giants side of the ball. Let's talk about Daniel Jones, Josh. You fired him up over Jared Goff.
Much to his regret.
Well, it looked like a smart move, especially after Jared threw his third interception. But Jared ended up salvaging his day because he threw for almost 500 yards.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
He threw the ball like
that'll
65 help. Times, too. So.
Yeah. That won't hurt.
Bob Forrest and Cooper Kupp taking advantage there.
Okay, so let's not get in that game. Let's talk about Daniel Jones real quick. Do you want to start Daniel Jones going forward? Is he only a streaming option in the greatest matchups, which the Redskins should have been a great matchup?
Yeah, the problem was that he got game scripted out because Wayne Gallman gave you more than they thought he was going to give you.
Yeah,
and
is Wayne Gallman a must start?
No, this is the Washington Redskins. Let's calm down.
I mean, 20 points. If you had to pick him, if you paid big money for him on waivers, like happened in our dynasty league, Why not?
They play Minnesota.
He's going to get the touches.
They're at home against Minnesota next week. Would you start him?
Have fun with that.
Would you start him over Carlos Hyde? Would you start him over Carlos Hyde?
No.
Who are they playing? Carlos
Hyde's playing Atlanta. They're playing Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Play Carlos Hyde. Yeah.
Would you start him over Josh Jacobs?
He looked good today. Yeah. Wait, Gallman?
Yes.
No.
They're playing. Jacobs playing Chicago.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Dalvin Cook Chicago barely got his today.
Nah.
What about Melvin, Mark Ingram?
Who they got?
Who are they?
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. I should have had this stuff ready. Mark Ingram's playing Pittsburgh. Mark Ingram's at Pittsburgh.
I like Ingram better there.
Yeah.
What about David Montgomery or Wayne Gallman?
Gallman.
Chicago's playing Oakland.
Because I know he's going to get... Yeah, but Gallman's going to get the touches. Tariq Cohen got snaked a touchdown from him today. So, like, you just don't know with these committees.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Like, there's people out there that may have to start Wayne Gallman next week. All right, that is the... Oh, sorry. I guess we should probably talk about the... Well, that's it. You want to talk about the wide receiver situation? Golden Tate comes back next week. Are you guys excited for Golden Tate with Daniel Jones?
Don't care.
Meh. I kind of forgot about him.
Will it hurt Sterling Shepard? Or Evan Ingram? Do you see affecting their roles?
It hurt Evan Ingram for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they run the same route trees, so that's tough. Same areas of the field.
All right, Josh, give me your number one waiver you want to pick up this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's hard. Eric, you give me one too. Whoever gets it first, just say.
Well, I'm thinking Will Disley, if you still got him, if he's still out there. But if he's not, oh, man. Brad, you go ahead and you tell everyone yours.
I have no idea.
I like the Brisket. He's only rostered in 30-something percent of leagues. I just had it up. Hang on.
No, Jacoby said, you said it. 37% is, I think, what you said.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Go get him. 31.2% he's rostered in. Go get him. Especially the way these quarterbacks are dropping like flies.
If you're streaming defenses, I like Houston's defense. They're playing Atlanta next week. Atlanta's been turning the ball over a lot. The offense hasn't gotten going. So that's a good defense you can stream next week.
Right now, if Mac is not healthy, we need to see further injury report. I like Nyheim Hines quite a bit.
I see Nyheim.
Especially in PPR.
I see him getting a lot of work even with Mac healthy in that game.
Yeah, and He's rostered in under 40% of ESPN leagues. So,
okay.
Yeah. Go ahead and get in there for him.
You guys want to power through one more game? What are you going to call it?
We can do one
more game.
You're good? Josh is good.
We'll do one more game. Okay. We'll do Seahawks Cardinals. Right. We'll do one more game. That way we can do more stuff on Tuesday. All right. Seahawks Cardinals. Okay. I'm going to talk about Arizona first. We had Kyler Murray look like doo doo.
Yep.
He rushed for a touchdown. It's the only saving grace he had. Other than that, a lot of his happy feet, a lot of throwing the ball around. I don't really want to start him. David Johnson looked amazing thanks to his passing game work. 8 for 99.
Yep.
Larry Fitzgerald, second in NFL catches, and that's as far as he'll get. Because he's still like 200 and some behind Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's ever catching Jerry Rice in any of his
records. I saw those numbers. That's ridiculous. But all right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Well, he did that in an era where they didn't throw the ball nearly as much. It's incredible.
Yep. All right, so David Johnson's always a must-start. Larry Fitzgerald, he's got you 9 fantasy points. You would like to see an end zone, but Kyler Murray didn't look good, so whatever.
I think he's still a good flex option.
Yeah, he's still a good flex option. Seattle side of the ball, though, like we said, Chris Carson balled out of control. 104 yards on the ground, then he caught 4 for 41, which is amazing. Wish he would have got that touchdown, but CJ ProSize punched it in there. Oh my God, I hate that.
For no reason.
For no reason at all.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then Russell Wilson wasn't great.
If you're a Rashard Penny owner, you should be worried because it seems like they have all the confidence in the world in Chris Carson.
Josh, was this with Will Disley game? Was it a normal thing we're going to be seeing, or was this the Arizona defense?
I don't know, man. He's been targeted quite a bit since coming back from injury this year. I think he's the real deal, man. He's gotten a touchdown and another touchdown this week. He's the only one to catch one from Russell Wilson. He looked for him in the red zone. I mean, you got to think he completed 22 passes and 7 of them went to Will Disley. That's a third, man. I think this is it.
Yep. I'm not worried about Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. I'm a little worried about, but he did get a red zone look. He just couldn't bring it in. And then Will Disley, I think it's a lot of the Jimmy Graham role from a few years ago when Jimmy Graham was on the Seahawks. He'll be the red zone target because the receivers they have aren't red zone real options. That's all I'll take away from this game, and I think that's about it, boys, unless there's anything else you want to say.
Eric? Will Disley scored he's played 9 games. He scored in 7 of them, so start him.
Eric? Or not, Josh?
I got nothing.
All right. Send us home, Josh.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EmptyWagonFF. Eric is at GunsOfEld19. Man, he is thirsty. He is quite hydrated tonight. Oh, ready to game hardcore. Brad is going to be at Tack Jones, and I am at FF Josh Hughes. You guys have a great night, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Later.
Andy Dalton, don't make me look like a schmuck tomorrow.